Next question is Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. Micah Nelson was born 5/6/65. Mr. Nelson's visit took place on Mr. Nelson is currently in his fourth benefit period from 2/11/2026 to 4/11/2026. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation, which we shared with the which will be shared with the hospice medical director. Period. Mike is a 60-year-old black gentleman, obese, with history of congestive heart failure, low EF, weakness, total and complete bedboundness, decreased sleep. Sleep is fragmented, most likely because of sleep apnea. He states that he used to work the graveyard as a security worker, and that's why he can't sleep, but his caretaker tells me that he wakes up snoring and quitting breathing. His O2 sat is 85 to 86% on room air. Currently on 2 liters, his O2 sat is at 97%. His vitals, 120 over 67 and 84%, and 100 pulse. He continues to have fluid in his lower extremity. He has poor dentition, decreased appetite, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinence. I suspect he has sleep apnea, uses his nebulizer at least 3 or 4 times a day, and once again, O2 dependent, period. He has obese, and he appears to have ascites in his abdomen related to his right-sided heart failure, period. He states that his condition got much worse after he had COVID twice, period. He feels like his pain level is about 7 to 8, but with medication it comes down and it's time to take his medication at this time, period. He's not able to move his lower extremity. That's why he's totally and completely bedbound, because of multiple blood clots in his legs and debility after a coronary artery bypass graft causing lung collapse. Also has severe PVD, history of recurrent DVD, coronary artery disease, spinal stenosis, and requires turning every 2 to 4 hours to keep him from developing decubitus ulcers, period. His cousin Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, tells me that Micah has become much weaker in the past few weeks. His appetite definitely has been diminished. He's lost about at least five to seven pounds per Melanie. He has a TPS of 40%. His overall prognosis remains poor. I'm sorry, did I say LMAC is 35? It's 34 centimeters. Please change that. His condition remains poor given his natural progression of his congestive heart failure. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Remains hospice appropriate. His bouts of confusion I discussed with Melanie is most likely related to his hypoxemia and hypoperfusion, which is normal in patients with end-stage heart disease, especially with low ejection fraction, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. And I think I said given natural progression of the disease, he has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.